Me too.
Yeah, that makes it tough to do double blind studies.
And let's see. So, what other little goodies gossip did we pick up there today?
Well, Pam has a new baby.
Pam has a cute little baby. It was just such a coincidence that we both happened to stop in on the same day.
Maybe it was programmed.
So she's applied to graduate school. And
big mistake, right, Jeanette? No.
It's okay once you're at the other end. She's gotten into North Carolina and BU, and she's waiting to hear from Hopkins. But she's really thinking about moving to North Carolina.
Sidewalk today in Harvard Square, but I don't know her very well.
What time?
Ask her if she was in Harvard Square. Will you see her again, Erna?
Is she coming back? Was today her last day?
No, it was next
one. Next one.
And Mama?
Yes, dear.
Speaking of Lisa and her last day,
yes.
I need to bring 50 cents to school.
Okay. You going to have a party on her last day?
Yeah, we're going to give her a cactus, and we have to help pay.
Cactus.
Yeah, because
that's what Hopi.
The Hopi Indians had.
Great idea. Whose idea was it?
It was Mrs. Scott's idea.
Well, it was Lisa's. Is it going to be a surprise
and
party?
And you know Jamie's father is coming. He's going to make an ice cream cake with the Hopi symbol. Lisa's favorite Hopi symbol.
What is it?
Poor Jamie's father. He's not going to hit up for ice cream a lot.
Boy, Abigail, you got to stay in Jamie's class all through school. That's the secret.
Is he the E-Math?
Yeah, is he the E-Math or the Bolio?
Or is he not, or does he just work for the company?
No, he is the company, Jamie's father.
Oh, wow.
Jamie's one of the...
Is Jamie a piece of boss?
I don't think he's anybody because his
is anybody?
I don't think he's any of the last.
Do you want to
is it the first name or the last name?
I don't know. I think they just made it up.
Birthday party?
Yeah.
today, and I was like, Mr. Sugarman. It was quite a coincidence.
What,
just on the day that Sandy's mother decided to get some cookies for the class, since it was Sandy's birthday this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happened that day, Mr. Sugarman also decided to bring in a little treat for the class.
Mrs. Scott sometimes.
So we had four different kinds of cookies each.
Mm-hmm.
The only one of each. Four.
What
cookies.
Is the reason that meringue concoction?
So what was the other party? Everybody had parties.
It was the other party was kind of the end of the year going away, end of the year Harvard party going away for our Eleanor and David party.
Boy,
it's not
really
regular.
It's
a long time now,
boy.
2 years, right?
Yeah, that's right. See, actually, it's been 3 years since I finished, because I finished, pretty much in the summer of 83.
Mama,
mm-hmm.
I finished my summer today. And
great.
Next week is going to be a major week. It's about 5 easy assignments.
Good boy. You just got busy on them right away and get them out of the way quickly on Monday, okay?
And it's good because I can just do one for each day. And also get behind.
No, you should try to do as many as you can on Monday.
Yeah, I know. I got all but one of last week on Monday.
Right.
And that was only because that assignment was supposed to last several days.
I know, but still I got the one.
You couldn't have done it all on Monday, the last assignment.
Impossible. Unless you can do the future very well. I didn't really practice it. I just read it out loud once, but I did it 3 times. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
So as usual. Even though I don't no longer work at CU, I have all kinds of news for Alan that he didn't know.
You mean about what else is going on at CU?
Right, like the fact that John's going to be on vacation for the next 3 weeks.
By the way, who's winning in this competition for getting this drug thing?
Well, I think the DU has dropped out of the competition.
Are you competitioning with anyone else?
Not competing. I don't know. Well, I'm going to go down to FDA, I guess, in 2 weeks.
Does this one seem like it's going to be a better study?
Well, it's going to be better than this North Carolina thing anyway. That is such a joke. I just cannot believe it.
What is it all about?
It's about...
Must
well, the interesting thing, though, about methylene chloride is that the FDA is very interested in it because it's used to decaffeinate coffee.
We should go get the ice then.
And, and, you know, interestingly, you know, McMahon's. Pancreatic cancer study that was so severely criticized. McMahon says that in coffee drinkers, as I recall, they couldn't distinguish. They only found it in coffee drinkers. They couldn't distinguish coffee, regular coffee from decaf.
I mean, they didn't have data.
Mm-hmm. And the two industry studies that have been done on methylene chloride have shown a non-significant excess of pancreatic cancer, and they've been dismissed as negative studies. In one study, they found
why is it that you said the table today with me? Why is it that you know that I'm at least the person who drinks the least water, and I got the big glass.
Let's switch with me.
Well, you know, in one case, I think there was, they observed one case of pancreatic cancer. It was, you know, 0.3 expected, which, you know, even I, you
doesn't prove much.
Doesn't, you know, I don't think even Steve would make a big deal out of that. But in the other study, there was an observed 8 pancreatic cancers with an expected of 3. I mean, it still, you know, didn't achieve statistical significance, but, you know, if you put everything together, I mean, then you start to wonder about the cancer.
I think she might have been there because, Lisa might have been there because her college is in
here.
Leslie College.
Mm-hmm. All right. There's a guy, I walked past her, and then a few minutes later, I realized it could have been Lisa.
Maybe you can ask
him
if she saw some of the dark curly hair walking around.
Some of it turning gray.
That's a lot of people with curly hair.
Curly dark hair, very short. Look, not like Abigail, except more curly.
Glasses.
She would. Do you notice everybody that you walk by in the course of the day?
True.
Too easy.
Yes, very easy. You know, I'm not sure if the saxophones in their bears are so great. They really seem to have blurted out notes, like woo, and swell, and out of tune, and scratchy, all at once.
Some of those clarinets are kind of squawky, too. You kind of notice that?
Mm-hmm.
I know what they sound like. They sound like me. I squawk, too. I've got squawky oboes in my orchestra. One squawky oboe, anyway.
Who? Daphne?
No, me.
Almost everyone in the band, who was there originally in the band, the instruments that were originally in the band, all of them have, have the melody except for the French horns, the clarinets, the saxophones, the trumpets, the...
Like Tom, Mr. Taylor, the... find your piece with a French horn to play some of the melody. Has he ever heard you play by yourself?
No.
I don't think he's surprised.
By the way, I can't play you anymore for my solo thing.
Why not?
It's got to be two horns. The very most is two horns.
What?
Every single person is playing solo.
Oh, you mean at the concert? I thought you meant tomorrow for your evaluation.
Oh, yeah.
So do you have something that's something two lines one?
Yeah.
What is it?
Always playing.
What is it?
That waltz we've heard me practice and that's an evaluation piece. Okay.
When is the band concert on?
Oh, that's the band.
Oh, you got your invitation.
It was the mail I was talking about.
Well, we're having a party in Andrew's Sunday school class next a week from Sunday. Is it going to be over when Sunday school is over?
I'm not sure. It may be, because we're
all invited to the Longer Blues tour party in the afternoon.
Yeah. Amy told me so far that they're planning about 56 people.
Wow.
Abigail, don't ask me. She just said 56 people.
That's a lot of people.
Whoa. She hopes they can. She hopes that they can eat in outside.
Yeah.
Somebody is having about 65 people. 65 people for a 56. Please pass on these. Sleepover birthday party.
A what? 65 people for a sleepover birthday party? Who?
David, instead. He's just boring. I doubt it, Abigail. He's having 65 people over. He has a lot of people for something. And the day before, there's some sort of party.
Have you heard about the rabbit?
The rabbit?
What rabbit? Would you die with a rabbit in your house?
I doubt it. Let's see how it became.
I mean, with a pet.
For how long?
That's what I said.
I mean, we're just talking about having a rabbit for a weekend?
No.
Is it a permanent pet?
Not a permanent pet. But, a lot of times it's set for, vacations. You do it during vacation, you take her, you have to start the class pet.
No, this isn't the class pet. That's not my understanding.
It sounds like the inverse part, the inverse.
No. Robin, I think every time you take her vacation.
Yeah. Okay. Start the story from the beginning.
Okay. Robin is
Robert Burson.
Yeah, for summer vacation, he's going to be at Seattle, and when he comes back, he's going to get a rabbit. He wants to know if while he's in Seattle, because I think he's going to the last when he,
The question is, would we take care of his rabbit while he's in Seattle?
Yes.
How long is it going to be in Seattle?
Every time except for vacations.
Every time except for vacations. That means we have a pet all the time except during vacation.
Wait, but they're moving to Boston.
They are? They're going to move to Boston? After all?
That's what he said.
For vacation, they're going to Seattle.
How long?
For vacation!
How long vacation? A week vacation? A 2 month vacation?
When vacations, how long vacations are. Summer 1 week, summer 2 weeks, summer 3 weeks.
That's why I asked you how long his vacation is going to be.
Every vacation!
I think you better check this out with Robert, folks.
You mean we get the rabbit every time he goes on any vacation? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Only vacations.
Only his vacations.
Only his vacations, right.
I see. Now, do we have an option? Like, we get on some vacations and not on others?
I don't know.
Okay. Move right along to the next question.
Okay. Oh my God, Andrew. Huh? You have a big... That's a human. Huh. Oh my. Well, anyways.
Maybe.
What's the next question?
I hardly know where to start. I think I get the idea. but you don't know how any. The thing to find out.
Yeah.
Is how long he's going to be away and when he's going to be.
When you
away.
Have a little more specific information, you can answer the question.
Because the thing is, we're going to be gone some time this summer too.
Uh oh.
Right.
We don't always stay home.
So if we are gone at an awkward time, then we probably can't do it.
Well, you may not need to.
Whose room will this cage be kept in?
Not mine.
Okay. Me. Mine.
No.
Well, maybe we can even keep it in the backyard in the summertime.
Close the gate?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, keep his cage in the backyard.
No, we have a big space in our friend's backyard.
Oh, yeah. Right there.
That's where all the cats go.
So, okay, well, you find out more details about exactly what the dates are. Like, you know, like from July 21st to August 2nd, something
yeah.
like that. Dates like that.
Yeah.
And then we'll consider the situation.
But they won't plan all the vacations now.
Oh, you don't know about grown-ups, Nancy. You could plan them weeks in advance. We don't, but
months in advance.
But we've got our Christmas vacation next year pretty well planned.
Yeah.
We know exactly where we're, well, somebody knows. We don't, but other people know exactly where we're going to be staying on certain nights in next December.
And it's only May now.
Mama may not go.
Mama.
I'll go as long as I don't have to sleep in an RV.
Oh, can we sleep in the RV?
There's not going to be any RVs on this one.
Oh. What? Gooey. What are RVs?
You don't even remember that, do you?
What are
she
RVs?
She lived in that RV.
I know, she wouldn't come out.
What is an RV?
RV says
the motorhome.
For a recreational vehicle. But it means these motorhomes.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Helen's motorhome, didn't you?
Oh, yes, you remember that.
Just before you were two?
No, the summer just before she was three.
Oh, the summer just before you were three.
Yep. I remember I wouldn't
sleep in that
I wouldn't sleep in that RV. I just had to go and
sleep in the tent.
Yeah. Anyway, we had a big family reunion.
All the members of the family, all relations.
All of my father's, my father and both of his sisters, and all their children, and all the grandchildren.
And all the stuff.
Okay.
We were one of the grandchildren, right?
Right. So all of those people were at this big reunion. And there wasn't enough room to sleep inside the house, so a lot of people bought, or a lot of people had, or rented.
Everybody rented
RVs, which are these motorhomes, which you can sleep in. And they're not real comfortable.
And they're not real private.
Although you didn't seem to mind.
Well, you were so shy after, you wouldn't talk to anybody. And you just stayed inside the RV, and you never wanted to come out and see everybody. Just wanted to stay inside and read your books and play with your toys.
She could read then?
Well, she had the books that she looked at pictures, you know?
Yeah. Pretended to read,
but
then she was grown up.
Picture books?
Mm-hmm.
And when anybody tried to talk to you, you'd run away and hide.
Except for Claire Pearson.
Yeah, in the RV.
You visited one Claire Pearson, picture us. Where did he complain and said you want us back, open the book in front of you and started asking about the pictures. Come to his charms.
And what about you? I mean, cotton card for you too.
Yeah. You got plenty of time. You got another 50 minutes. Yeah, you still have plenty of time.
Then when we get home,
is it really 5 to 6?
No, that clock's unplugged.
Oh yeah.
That'll be stupid.
Anyway, they're not hard. The accounting is a little tricky, you know, but I think once I figure out where everything fits together, it won't be a problem.
At the end of the skeleton...
You're interrupting.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
No.
But that is a small roguish. I don't care what Charlotte says.
Color?
That's not easy.
You should play church bells.
You play a cannon.
Yeah, I'll talk to
him. I'll play the cannon.
Oh, and he plays the cannon player.
What's,
is
it kind
sludge.
Of drum?
No, it's a big gun.
Yeah. I know, but...
The
cannon's
a
cannon.
I think it's crazy. I don't think we can do that. I think that's beyond us. I think he's going to have to cancel that idea.
What?
It is tough.
Yeah.
What's the war of
1812?
The War of 1812 was
not
stupid.
Is not, but that's not what the...
That's not what the
overture is about.
The 1812 overture was about Napoleon.
What was this?
The war
was...
It was the... He says close, there was 1812 battle.
Well, there was the 1812 overture was written...